This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
I'm talking to Sarah Nemitz. Sarah Nemitz, our good friend from California, who, along with our good friend, former Litchfield musician Robbie Robinson, has come up with a brand new song for Christmas called The Sound of Christmas. It is absolutely fabulous. Sarah, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
You know, when you and Robbie get together, magic happens, it seems. Just a few weeks ago, you guys put together Joey D's great classic Peppermint Twist. You put your spin on it, did a beautiful video, and exploded all over YouTube. That wasn't enough. Now you've got a great new Christmas song called The Sound of Christmas. How did that come about when the two of you, apart from each other, get on the phone, get on Zoom, get on your, you know, whatever you happen to use as a connector, and come up with such a beautiful song, which is terrific?
Oh, well, first of all, I have to say thank you so much for the beautiful words. And I just am such a fan of Robbie Robinson. He's an amazing musician, as we know, but also just such a great person. So down to earth and so much fun to work with. And as you know, when you love something, which for us it's music, you find a way to make it work. So even though we were in the middle of COVID last year, we couldn't get together to write. We wrote remotely. Robbie had this idea. He called me and said, what about a Christmas song called The Sound of Christmas? You know, there are so many songs about the sights of Christmas or the, you know, the smells, the cookies baking, but there aren't many songs about the sounds of Christmas. So I loved his idea, and I thought it was great, and this melody kind of popped into my mind, and I called him back on the phone and sang it to him, and he liked it, and then he sent me back some piano and on the computer, and then we went back and forth over the phone and sent files back and forth, and the new song was born.
When you do a song like that, and you know, it's I always hearken back to It's a Wonderful Life, which when it came out in the theaters, it came out in July, which did not seem like a great marketing move, but it did. Here in this particular case, you guys have written this song right before the Christmas season, which, you know, carries its own magic with it anyway. So you must have had a certain amount of good vibes that helped along in this song.
We really did, and it's funny with Christmas songs, a lot of people will start writing them in the summer so that they can get finished and they can get released on time. But this song we actually started writing in the very beginning of December, which was very late by, you know, marketing standpoint. But for creativity, it was great because we were surrounded by the sounds of Christmas and the Christmas lights and the Advent services. And it was just so magical. So we were inspired by everything around us.
So that's interesting because you actually did write this last December, but just didn't have enough time to get it out and really promote it for Christmas. So you sat on it all this time, or were you guys working on it back and forth even through this year?
We finished it near the end of December last year, and we did release it, but there just wasn't enough time to get to promote it and really get it out there the way we would have liked to. So all throughout the year, we were saying to each other, okay, when the Christmas season comes around in 2021, we have to really make sure that we can get this song into people's phones and cars and living rooms.
Our visit with Sarah today, brought to you by our friends at Litchfield National Bank. Sarah, we're going to play the song in just a little bit, but I want to ask a couple of other questions because in addition to working with Robbie, and you guys have done a lot of songs together, I mean, including your remake of Route 66 and the great remake or answer to Tony Orlando's Knock Three Times, which is just fabulous. You're in a situation where you guys work together, but you're also doing your own thing. You have your new album out, and you're working with Postmodern Jukebox and your work with Snuffy. How do you keep it all straight?
Well, I rely a lot on to-do lists and Excel sheets. I've always been a big fan of good old Microsoft Excel, so I do have to keep some notes to keep it straight, but, you know, when you love making music, it doesn't feel like work. It's just so much fun to work with different musicians. And right now I'm working on a brand new album with guitarist Linda Taylor, and that's going to come out next year, so I'm really excited for people to hear that, too.
You know, it's amazing when you talk about the people that you have a chance to work with, and I hear Robbie talk about the people that he gets a chance to work with. Do you ever have a boring day in your life?
I never have. I think there's something special in every day, you know, even if it's not a big concert or recording session, you're always thinking about new ideas and new songs that are going to come. So, no, I'm really grateful. It's been a lot of fun.
I know Robbie's also working very hard right now on putting his Jam for Jesus show together, and which, of course, because of COVID, will be done literally into, I think, a couple of one-hour programs that'll be online, and
right.
It won't be the big full production that he's done in the past. But I know that you're going to be involved with that. How did your association with Robbie Robinson start out? How did you meet?
It all started through Jam for Jesus and through the church that I go to that he used to be the musical director at. So we met about, it's got to be 11 or 12 years ago. And I sang at my first Jam for Jesus about 11 years ago. And this will be the 30th one coming up this year. So it's just amazing to see this tradition every year. And it's sad that we can't have people as we usually do, but I love that Robbie's still finding a way to make it work and that it's going to be streamed and I'm going to help him edit the videos. And, you know, we just got to keep it going.
When you guys did Peppermint Twist, I know that Robbie told Joey D, that because that's also, you know, a good friend of his, that we're going to do this. What? I didn't get a chance to ask Robbie last week. How did Joey react to that?
As far as I know, Joey was excited about it. So we had his blessing, so to say, from the outset. And he has been so great this whole time. He's had really kind words to say about it, and he's been sharing it, too. So it's been really great to kind of get to know him over the last 6 months, year.
Yeah, he was fun when he was back for the homecoming concert last year. He really was a hit with the crowd. Sarah, I'm going to take a short break here for a commercial from Litchfield National Bank, and then I'm going to play The Sound of Music. Will you listen to it with us, and we'll talk some more?
I will.
All righty.
I love the sound of Christmas on the radio. Alvin, the Chipmunks, and Nat King Cole, we're singing together the songs we know. While we watch the snow, I love the sound of Christmas when sleigh bells start to ring. Gathering together and caroling, joy and laughter for old and young. Christmas time has come. I love the sound the sound of Christmas. Hear those reindeer calls, waiting by the fire for Santa Claus. Angel choirs dressed in white. Christmas time is here to.
Now, for anybody who hadn't heard that before, because I know it's, like I say, it's on YouTube and I've played it a few times, now you know why this girl is so well-liked in the music industry. What a great voice. And, Sarah, your video skills are amazing because you produced the video of this, and it is really fun to watch.
Thank you so much. That's something I really just love doing, and it kind of came up during the pandemic. You know, I had worked with video editors before, but when everything shuts down, you don't really have a budget for that kind of thing, so you just learn how to do it yourself.
Well, I think of the wonderful video there, the work you did on Peppermint Twist, the video that you and Robbie did with Route 66, the remake of that was outstanding. And, of course, your Knock Three Times video. You guys have made, you just make the music so much fun when you can watch the video as well. So if somebody wants to go to YouTube, they can find you all over the Internet. So would you go through all the places that they can have their share of Sarah Nimitz?
I would love to. So if you go on, you know, Google or whatever search engine, you can type Sarah, S-A-R-A, last name is Nimitz. Wow, I can't even say my own name. N as in Nancy, I-E, and then M as in Mary, I-E-T-Z. So that'll bring everything up. I'm on Instagram, I'm on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. It's all there. And if you go on YouTube, you'll see hundreds of videos.
Yes, I know, because we know all about Wacky Wednesday from Sarah. We see all of your postmodern jukebox time. You worked with those guys and just did some beautiful music there. And I love how they take a standard and put their special stamp on it.
They really do, and it's been so much fun. I've played in over 30 countries with them, And it's just some great people and some of my best friends I've made through Postmodern Jukebox.
And now your latest album, which I thought was very, very good, and I love your collaboration with your guitar player producer. He's awesome.
Yeah. That album was called 2020, and we picked the title before we knew what was coming in 2020, otherwise maybe we wouldn't have called it that. But it was a live album that we recorded right before everything shut down with the pandemic. And it came out last year in October, so it's a 100% live album.
Oh, and it is terrific for anybody who is looking for a nice gift. They can always get that. And Sarah Nemitz,
yes,
you have been in the music business for a lot of years, but you are not an old person. You got a very early start.
I did. Well, thank you. Thank you. About not old. My knees might be, but the rest of me feels good. I started when I was 7, and one of my first gigs was playing Carol Burnett in her Broadway show. So yeah, I'll be 30 next year, and I've been in this business for about 23 years now.
And made your mark, that's for sure. Sarah Nemitz, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. Thanks for coming on. We'll do it again next year, because I know that
I would love that.
We know that there will be more to talk about a few months down the road. We can talk about your new album then.
Thank you.
But in the
meantime, it's such a joy to talk with you. I always love being on your show.
Well, thank you. I do know that the YouTube video, or however you happen to see it, or the Sound of Music, will just make everybody's heart melt. So go to it. Check it out on YouTube. Go to Robbie Records. Robbie and Sarah collaborate a lot, and there is so much more to come. So thanks, Sarah. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy
Merry
New
Christmas.
Year. And God
Happy
bless
New
you.
Year.
And we'll
you
talk
too.
Soon. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.